All right, we've got a guest for you today, a very interesting guest. His name is William Patterson, and he is here to discuss how to make, you know, how to make things happen for you when you're young and how to influence your kids on becoming an entrepreneur. William, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm terrific.
So tell us exactly what it is you do. Just so, we've never had you on before, and so we'd like to just, for our audience to hear everything, what it is you do.
Sure. Well, I run a financial holding company called the Warkoff Capital Group, LLC. Okay. We do state investments in private businesses, and we also do real estate ventures.
Okay.
And as part of a workshop series based on our best-selling book, The Barren Son, we do a pro bono workshop series for kids where we teach business and personal finance skills.
Kids, what age?
We teach anyone from about 6 on up
to
20, yes.
That's wow. They're still putting money, change in a piggy bank kind of crowd.
Well, that's actually when you need to reach the kids. I often tell a story about my father, and when I would ask him for an allowance, I was about 8 years old at this time, and he refused, but instead he gave me the idea to purchase candy from a retailer. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Cracker Barrel, where I was able to go buy candy in bulk, and I was able to take it to school and undercut the local corner store, and I was able to create some value for the kids there and also create some wealth for myself. And I was also able to do things like I would go out and recycle cans, but I wouldn't do it in the normal way where you just go find a couple of cans. But I'd actually go to school, and I'd get their cans, and I'd do it in bulk, and I'd organize other kids to do
I did a similar
thing.
I took the guardrails off the freeway, brought them, and they can bring in thousands of dollars for you.
There you go.
Just perfect. Hey, I also tell my kids, too. I give them an allowance, and I say, well, you know, I'm going to give you $60 a month, whatever it is, but I'm keeping $20 for taxes.
Hey.
And then when you need, you know, in a backup rainy day situation, but I tell them to get used to it because when you look at your first paycheck, you're gonna drop
disappointed.
Jaw there. Yes,
be disappointed.
Absolutely. So 6 years old though, that's incredible. And you say you have a program that you would go out to schools and groups and stuff like that. Offer that to groups.
That's exactly right. We do programs with the public school system. We also reach out to the Boys and Girls Clubs. Neighborhood, religious organizations, anyone who really has a group that they want us to speak to will certainly go out and try to make that happen.
And William, how can we get a hold of you? What if we want? Can we log on, call a phone number or something to hook up?
Absolutely. You can do both. Our website is www.barrenseries.com. That's BARONSERIES.com. Or they can reach us toll-free out at 1-888-90-BARON. That's BARON.
Okay, interesting. Now, where are you guys based out of?
Well, we're actually based out of Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Miami.
Oh, wow, so you guys are big.
Right, but we do a national workshop series, so we pretty much go anywhere.
This is really interesting, and I'm glad to see that someone is talking to these kids about it, because if they're looking to their parents to save, that's the wrong role model. Maybe Mom and Grandpa's going to have a little better idea of how to stuff a little under the mattress for a rainy day, but Mom and Dad are not good at it as far as what I'm reading. Do you think that's true?
Well, I think you're making a couple of great points there, and there are some positive role models, and there are some negative role models out there. That's why we really encourage adults to pay attention to your spending habits and your investing habits, because your children will pick up those. So it is important when you go out to, let's say, a Starbucks, and you're talking about a business idea. You say, hey, look at how Starbucks or whatever company it is marketing a specific product to me. Is there something you could do with your friends that might, you know, allow you to make a few dollars on the side? Mm-hmm. And if you're asking questions of your friends, such as, you know, if something existed, would you buy it? What do you wish you had access to but you don't? You know, is there something that could help you do this better, faster, or cheaper? You know,
I'm going straight home and getting my 10-year-old to buy a big bunch of candy at the Cracker Barrel there. I've also told my kid, too, that when they got the allowance, that some of the stuff that I would pick up, like, oh, you know, bag of Army Men at the Save-On or something like that, little toys, Daddy, can I have that? You know, when you just say, here's your money, you can have whatever you want, but you're going to buy it.
Right.
And they'll think twice about that little, rug baby or whatever those stuff.
Yeah, once it's your own money, and that's a huge thing, William. For our listeners out there, Russ over here is over here pushing 50, while I'm 18. So you know, there's two different generation gaps. And what I notice a lot with us is that, you know, especially my parents, in that they said, okay, here's your money, and you spend it. I mean, you know, they cover things like, you know, health care and stuff like that, and clothing. But if I'm out, you know, my own entertainment.
Here comes the real
my
world.
Own entertainment. Or if I want to, you know, buy a toy when I was little, they set that up right away. And, you know, I'd like to think I'm financially responsible today. Now, what for the kids out there who don't have that situation where the parents still buy everything based out of their own wallets, what can the kids do to start their own, you know, really their ideas?
Well, there are a couple of things. First of all, we want kids to understand the power of compounding. That, let's say, for instance, we go out in our workshops and we teach kids that if a 15-year-old were to save $25 a month from the time they were 15 to the time they retired, they'd have over $650,000 by the time they retire. So to really understand those compounding tables, and we do have some free resources on our website, baronseries.com, where a person can go and they can figure out how much money will I have to invest a month to become a millionaire at a certain date, and what rate of return will I need. So we help people to understand the real concrete formulas that they can use to begin to build wealth. And also, you mentioned the education piece. We see, when we do our college workshop series, we see people who have $90,000 worth of school debt, particularly those who are pursuing advanced degrees. So, you know, we help people to understand what are some different ways that you can go about, you know, financing your school situation, and just to think creatively about building a business, because that's what we encourage people to do. No matter what it is you want to do, whether you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, or an entertainer, that you always become a business owner and an investor first.
Right.
So that's our message.
Right, now, you start chopping up your income. As an entertainer, I know there's droughts, you know, there's downtimes and times of just, man, am I doing great? And you just think, oh, I'm funny and people love me. And then all of a sudden, no one calls for like 3 weeks. And you start going, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So you really have to learn to put stuff aside, save for the rainy day, and be ready for the lows.
And that's actually a great point, even for entrepreneurs. I actually come from a family of entrepreneurs, and I saw the relationship between my mother and my father. And for entrepreneurs, there'll be those ups and down times, you know, where you're just like, wow, how am I going to pay for the kids' school?
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to advocate is that people not only diversify their investments, but diversify their income streams, and to really push for passive income streams where they don't have to work for that paycheck. Because as you're able to build up these passive income streams or income streams from your investments that surpass your expenses, you don't have to go out and work for a living. You have your assets, which are generating enough income. And when that happens, you own your time. You are able to pursue the things that you're passionate about rather than having to compromise those for a paycheck.
That's a good way to put it. You own your time, and you know, you want to make it working for you. Also, making money while you're sleeping is something you need to do, because you can only be awake to, you know, do that manual labor for X amount of hours during the day. But if your money's out there working for you while you're sleeping, that's the best way to go. I equate that to selling books and CDs that can be picked up over the Internet. Someone might click and buy one of my CDs while I'm asleep, and good, I just made $7 or whatever it is. But having those different streams of cash are important to set up. Do you recommend that kids start working with credit early, establishing credit early, and if so, how?
Well, I think the most important thing that they do is understand different types of credit out there, and to understand the difference between consumer debt and investment debt. And consumer debt comes from things that will have no value once you take them out of the store or drive them out of the lot. They're things such as automobile loans, personal lines of credit. I do think it makes sense to establish a credit history. That way you will be able to get loans as you may need them. But to understand that there is another type of debt out there, which is investment debt, and that investment debt might be mortgages from rental properties, business loans, stock margin loans, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So to understand that every loan that you have, that debt, is someone else's asset. So eventually you want to turn the tables where you are perhaps the lender, and you're getting that interest from someone as opposed to paying that interest.
There you have it. Sounds good. And your workshop's taking place throughout the country.
That's correct.
Well, I guess we'll log on or give the phone call to set it up. That's very interesting. I'd love to talk. I have an in-school literacy program for really young kids, the K through fourth graders, singing to them. But to give them a little financial information is something I never really thought of at that age. But you've certainly turned on the light for me anyway.
And you also make a great point there with the music. That's one of the things that we're also doing now is we're teaching financial skills to music. For instance, it might be hip-hop, it might be R&B, it might be rock and roll. Whatever that particular audience relates to, we may do a financial workshop or a brief seminar, brief little audio book over music.
I would imagine 50 Cent would be a big. You see why? Because he's the money. All right, thanks. I'm just throwing in the
just
little humor.
Ignore that. Ignore
I'll be
that.
Over here if you need me. Two shows on Saturday. Thank
so
you.
My one other thing I've got just before we wrap it up here is that I'm headed to college, and the traditional path for a lot of the people that are going to an undergrad university. The common thing is you have two routes. One, you go get your undergrad, and then you go get an advanced degree, which obviously will put you in a lot of debt, especially for the upper
right.
degrees.
Right.
The other line of thinking is that you go, you get your 4 years, and while you're there, you spend two summers as an intern somewhere, and then once you get out of college, you take the job right away and get, you know, the whatever
yeah,
whatever the income, whether it be $30,000 or $60,000. You know, for the people, though, that aren't ready, you know, just at their own personal life, to go right into the business world at the age of 22, is there another way for them to really kind of, you know, maintain a steady income stream? You know, because just some people just aren't ready at certain ages.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, I think it's largely, that reaction is largely based on fear and on not what's actually possible. One thing that we encourage people to do is to reach out to mentors so that you can understand and actually see what's possible. And networking is also a very key component. I actually had a friend, and this was in high school, who had a very strong network. And in high school, he was able to make $100,000 throwing parties. And that really allowed me to think outside of the box to
wow.
understand that there were other ways other than working a job in which you could make income that didn't require you to physically go out and work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
no 8-hour work shifts, et cetera.
Exactly. So, you know, I would always encourage a person to think outside of the box, to reach to mentors, to read books on business and personal finance, because most of the time you will not get this knowledge in school. You're going to have to go outside of that curriculum in order to build that skill set. So you don't want to wait until, okay, I'm out of school. Okay, well, then I'll wait until I get married, or I'll wait until, you know, the kids are out of the house. That you always put it off. And you're still going to have that learning curve, so it makes sense to do it as early as possible and to really begin to leverage your network, because you're going to need access to different types of information. And you're all, in particular, if you're starting a business, you're also going to need to leverage expertise. So pay attention to everyone that you know and to really genuinely try to understand the things that they're doing and their needs, because a great business idea could come from that.
And all don't right. burn your bridges. There's another one. I tell you, you can really screw yourself up with a cocky attitude at 18, 20, 25 years old.
Hey, what are you saying?
Back, well, I'm just saying, you back down over there, mister. No. Actually, I had a kid that was an intern at 91X when we first started, and he was doing all my work that I didn't want to do. And I was very nice, very polite, blah, blah, blah. You know, and my partner was just a real bad guy to him. Talked out. Well, it turns out this guy ended up as the program director and then the national program director for Clear Channel, who was in charge of all of our jobs, which I
wow.
kept, and he lost.
Wow.
My partner. So
just shows good things happen to good people,
well,
and bad things happen to bad people.
Absolutely right.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much, William Preston. And we'd like to have you back on again. This was fascinating. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Love to be back.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, there we
that?
Have it. That was amazing.
That is amazing. And we'll give you some more information. You log on to our site. We'll hook you up. It's the Big Biz Show with Sully and the Russell. Ball Boy Kyle filling in. And we're coming back to wrap it all up. Stay with us.